T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Speaking about that GMAC event, how about that? Miami Northwestern beats Palmetto on Friday. Then on Saturday evening, Miami Central comes from behind to beat undefeated South Ridge, previously undefeated South Ridge. It's been a crazy year of football, but it's been a crazy year for the Rockets. They've had more games postponed or lightninged out and had to play 3 in 1 week, but they are – right now running on all cylinders, heading into, the last couple of games of the season. Certainly first-year head coach Derek Gibson knows all about it. He's been there, done that, and certainly has been a huge addition to this staff. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. As you said the other night, nothing's easy. and certainly that team they could be deemed the cardiac kids because they get themselves 20 in a hole and then come back and win the game. And but at the same time, you got to be darn proud of a lot of those kids that are coming through for you. Talk about this team. This has been a crazy year. You know that. I mean, I don't have to tell you. You and I have been on the phone many a times wondering when you were going to play again. I mean, it's but you're back on the field and certainly looking really, really good. And a game like the other night, that's got to really help you.
It definitely does, Larry. I think we need a game like that. We started slow. I mean, we started slow on both sides of the football. Even on our special team, we started slow. We couldn't even feel the ball. They were trying to kick it away from forward. So that kind of hurt us, backed us up offensively as well. But when we got rolling, we got rolling. When we had to make the stops, we made the stops. So I'm proud of my guys from coming from behind. And we definitely need a game just like this because we haven't played much, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, Southridge is a good football team. Take nothing away. Coach Sinatus has done a great job with them. They have a lot of talent. Their quarterback is really nice. They do a lot of good things. But you guys kind of answered the bell in the second half. And, as you said, people try to keep the ball away from Jalen Ford. I would, too. But unless you can kick the ball out of the end zone, you're going to have to give and take like they did after they – scored and they kicked off short, and that gave you a great advantage with a couple minutes
definitely
left.
Did.
Yeah, I mean, but that's what the great thing about having a special teams guy like Ford, who obviously the FIU coaches were there the other day watching because he's going to be headed there next year. The thing that impresses me more and more about your football team is during crunch time, your defensive front seven comes alive. And you got a really good defensive line. I mean, you got a lot of kids that make plays. You got some young kids. You got veterans in there. Talk about that because you and I talked in your spring game about that defensive line and how they may be the starting point to kind of making this team a lot better. Have they made this team a lot better having a front seven like that?
Definitely did. I mean, any great football team that starts up front, Larry, you know that. offensive line, defensive line. I mean, if you have them two phases of your team playing good football, man, you usually win a lot of games. So I'm just blessed to have them guys. They definitely can gather the passer, you know, and we just got to just maintain our gap integrity when we win against the run. But other than that, I'm definitely pleased with them. I'm going to just say them six, seven guys we rotate in, I'm definitely pleased with all them guys.
Yeah, and from a receiving standpoint, I mean, obviously we've seen the great job that the young man Anthony McQueen has done. I mean, he's a gamer. You know, he'll make a mistake here and there, but he'll come back, and he's got a really good arm, and he's a very intelligent kid. But having receivers like you do, and, you know, I know earlier in the year Dwayne Manor stepped up, and the other night Brian McCoy, who gets kind of lost behind all the defensive backs, who's really, really fast. But you can't say enough about one of your top kids, and I've got to say that, you know, watching this young man who I had an opportunity to watch over at LaSalle last couple years has done a tremendous job for you, and that's your receiver, and he's done a great job as well. Talk about him. I mean, he's headed to Purdue. Brandon Kinsey is just he's a freak of nature. I mean, I think if you put him anywhere on the field, he'd do the job. But talk about what he brings to your team, because he's a good-sized kid. He's an intelligent guy. He's very athletic. Well, and you've been around the game a long time. What does somebody like that do for your team?
I mean, basically brings the toughness at the receiver position. I mean, this kid, he's tough as nails. The one-on-one matchup, I like him. 80-20 is no 50-50 ball with him. I call it the 80-20 ball. It can't guard B, and that's what he go by. And he just create mismatches, because most guys they try to put on, either you have to be as big as him, because nobody's really strong as him. So the thing that he brings to the table is the physicality. I mean, if you show me a receiver blocks better than him, man, you got a great one. And I think no receiver in this county does what it does when it comes to blocking. And that's every play. He don't take plays off when it comes to being physical, when it comes to the run game. So I'm loving that he's coming along. Now he's starting to become a leader for this team. And great things is ahead of this young man.
Yeah, no doubt. You take a look at this team, you know, and you say to yourself, hey, listen, we could play with anybody. You showed it against Northwestern. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of mistakes in that game that kind of dictated it. But when you take a look at a program with a lot of seniors that you kind of inherited, and that's a good thing. But you have a lot of young guys, Damian Harvey, as we talked about on the line, the Demetrius Ingram kid, they're both sophomores. The Cortavious Lyons, who I think is going to be a major, major star down the road. I mean, those type of guys, Tiari Miller, you know, people that are underclassmen. You got a great kicker in Cole Rodriguez and Ontario, who I watched Thornton earlier in the year. So you've kind of set yourself up not only for this year, but kind of laid down a foundation for the future of this program. Talk about that, because I think that's important as well. Yeah, to have great seniors and senior leadership and senior experience, but also have a lot of young kids that you know that are developing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to start with the offensive side of the ball, man. Larry, I don't know if you know this. We're probably potentially going to have four returning starters on the offensive line coming next year, and that's really unheard of. I mean, I'm starting a true freshman right now, and that's really unheard of at center right now. So when it comes to, like, these younger guys, they're stepping up and they're playing big for us. You're looking at secondary, we got pretty much the whole secondary coming back, except maybe two guys that's leaving. Got some young, good linebackers coming back. So the future is bright at Miami Central right now, as far as all the kids that we have returning. It's going to be a tremendous year, man. I just can't wait to see how these guys develop and see what they can do for us next year as well.
Yeah, no doubt. This year is far from over. Playoffs coming up right around the corner, and certainly a pending rematch against Northwestern. I think, like I said before, winner take all. I think that the winner of Northwestern Central is going to win the entire thing. They're just you guys are just head and shoulders above the rest of the competition. Again, I can't thank you enough for taking time. Appreciate you, man, and doing a great job as usual. Never thought anything less. I knew when you came back that this team wouldn't miss a beat, and you haven't. And we'll catch up with you really soon.
All right, thank you, Blue.
Good stuff. Coach Derek Gibson, one of the great guys. And if you remember when he played at Miami Killian, outstanding athlete. And he's turned into a really, really good head football coach. And I admire what he's done. It's not easy taking over a program like that. I mean, they've been in the mix forever, with Roland and Jube. I mean, you know, and now you got somebody like Derek Gibson. He's got a great staff. And it comes down to a one game season. It really does. I mean, let's not mince words, because the winner of them and Northwestern they're going to win state. I don't want to hear Jacksonville Reigns. They don't play anybody. You know, these teams are in the mix every darn game. Let Jacksonville Reigns play against Southridge and play against Northwestern. Yeah, they wouldn't have a zero, you know, in the loss column, believe me.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.